Welcome to Power Advice. Namaste from Deepesh. Welcome to season 3 of Power Advice. You must have listened to earlier seasons as well. It has taken me a while to generate some time to start it, and I wanted to do it with a guest podcast. Who better than our common man in the community, Venkata, who is also a Microsoft MVP and a C# Corner MVP, a great community person, and even a better human being at heart. And I want to welcome him to the show. Welcome to the show, Venkata. Over to you, right? What are your feelings to be on this show today?
Yes, it was a moment for me. So I am very much pleased to be a part of this particular podcast. And obviously it is a happy moment for me because this is one of my first podcast, which I have not done before. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, Venkata, because we are going to do the podcast, but also at the same time, we are going to also share it like a video cast on the YouTube channel. So I think you've done a variety of plethora of things in your contributions over the last few years. So this is going to be another new exciting journey. So I welcome you again, and let's start quickly. So would you like to tell me a bit about your journey, right? Like not only in community, overall in your career, right? Like what really moved you towards contributing is one area that you can look at, and you know, the career progression and other things, and how what are the good parts of doing it together with so many like-minded people, all which you call a community, right?
Correct. So as of now, my experience was more than a decade of experience. I started my career with pure.net and professionally, so close to 6 years or 7 years I was into .NET, and from the past 7 or you can say the 6 years from 2015 onwards, I moved to Dynamics CRM. So there I got the chance to work with Microsoft, because I was a partner for one of my company. So there I got chance to work with the many people, so the projects keep on changing, and I got to know more, and I have to learn few things. There are times where I have to learn and implement them. So that's how my life has been changed, like from the .NET to this dynamic space. And the main reason at the starting, I was very much feared .NET. Okay, I'm moving from my safe place of the .NET into the dynamic CRM, but once I got moved, right, I got into thing, right, okay, so Dynamics CRM and also these is also in part of the Microsoft only, and basically during 2000 on-premise version, all these things has been majorly worked on the .NET framework where it was built. So that's why I felt, okay, this is fine, I can go it. So initially I started with Unified Service Desk, and which is one of the, now it is turned into an customer voice, all these things. We can call USD and UAA, all these as an grandfather of all these customer voice, all these things. So there, that's how I started professionally moving. You can say is a career shift from .NET to this Dynamics, but still I have not totally left the .NET, because still we do the customizations in the coding way by using the .NET. So I don't feel as a new thing because I know about that one. So this is how, that is what happened in the professionally. And when coming to this working with the like-minded people, so till 2018, yes, so I was okay of a kind. Okay, I moved from .NET to Dynamics CRM. I have to explore. I'm not that much confident. Even my mind says that you can do it, but my heart says that okay, there is something needs to be learned, and also to get the comfortness. So when the time from the couple of years, like close to 2019, like that, I got a feeling, okay, I am close to 9 to 10 years of experience. Still, I am seeing, even though I know something, but I felt I'm in comfort zone only. So every time, whatever the things that are given, just do it. And then rest of the time, okay, just have something prepared for the next thing. But even from my childhood, I have certain things like helping to learn more, and also few of the things that are not present outside the world, which are not well documented. Just give them, give your experience, share your experiences, and like this, many of the crazy ideas that are present. Even when I was there at my graduation, whatever the notes I used to get, that will not be present with other people. So at that time only, I thought of making it as an publicize it by publishing all that content into the website. So that does not happen there, but from the past 2 years, I could do it. So yes, for every person, starting is important. So once you start your first journey with a single step, you will know how to move forward. Like that, I came to know, I started participating mainly with this D365 Champs community. So first I have observed, okay, what is there, how the community things happen, how the things enter. So on the year, couple of years back on 2018, it was very much pretty new. So just I started listening and I started participating where I could get some information and some learnings even for every session that I participate. Then thought, okay, this is a particular stage which I am seeing, so that I can also start contributions to that. And I also observed, fortunately, all the like-minded people are there where they wanted to help the community, to empower the community, to share their knowledge, to learn from the community, and to encourage multiple people wherever they are. So that's how my community journey started. So 6 months I was just observing it, and after that I became as a lead for D365 Champs there. Till that time, just I have only I know how technically the things that will happen, functionally the things and happen, but other sides of the coin, because if you are getting experience, you need to get other traits as well, because like the organizing, how to make the other things move forward, and how to plan effectively, and how to collaboratively work with the many people. So all these things will not be present before my career of before entering into CHAMPS. So once I entered, right, I got these things as a new to me, where I felt, yes, these are the things that are needed, not only professionally but also the personally. So that's how I was landed.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting and elaborative way to describe the journey, and it's very interesting. I noted down two things, which I always do when we are doing this, right? So in my podcast, you know, I note down the things to summarize. So one thing that really stood out is that you had something that you wanted to do in graduation, and the moment you got the opportunity again, and you did it, right? So I think it's that feeling is really it is very much a feeling of satisfaction and contentment, and it really requires perseverance to be able to keep something in our mind for so long. And I can relate to many, many things that I did on my journey, and I still keep doing, which I wanted to do at one point of time. So I'm glad to know that part, and I think the listeners will also enjoy knowing that, yes, perseverance persists. You will get an opportunity in your life to do something, but you have to go out there, out of your comfort zone to try it out, right? And it has nothing to do with just your technical journey or personal professional journey. It might be a personal goal for us as well. And since you know, this podcast is about life as well as Dynamics 365 and Power Platform. That is the key mantra, a bit different from others. That's the only reason you tune into this one, right? So that is one key. And second, your journey into CHAMPS, I'm going to talk about that a bit later. But for now, it was a very good elaborative point. The first one you made about being able to perceive around till you get the opportunity and then you do it. And the second thing that I wanted to talk about is participation. I think it is not that easy to just be a participant sometimes, right? But it is very important, however, to know that you need to observe and participate. These are skills that we gain on the way, right? I used to be very much an articulator and it took me time to be a participant myself. It's a good skill to have, to observe and to participate, and it gives you that grasp of things, how things are going on, and then gradually you started that part about Champ's Journey. We are going to talk about it further. And then there are some more questions I'm going to shoot at you. Let's get going on that side of the story. Some more questions, some more interesting talk with Venkata. Next question is very much focused on your current role. I believe you are lead in this space, Dynamics 365 and Power Platform in your organization at the moment. What are the roles and responsibilities, and somebody who wants to achieve that kind of a role, what are the things you should look at, and how should you grow your career? Many young people will be listening to this show, and the obvious thing is, how do I scale my career to be a lead, right? Or how do I scale my career? So it will be great actually to know from you what you do day to day and what you have done to get there, and what are some tips you would want to share in that space, right, with our listeners.
Right, so main part is whenever you are growing your experience, you should take the next roles. Okay, so we should not confine to ourselves for a safe zone and comfort zone. So whatever, as per my experience, what I did, right, for a few years I have just observed, okay, to go to the next roles, am I eligible? Do I have my right skills? If they are not having any right skills, what are the things I am doing from my side to reach there, to get there? Okay, so if at all you get to the lead position, are you in a position to guide the people who are working under you, and are you in a position to motivate them personally and also the professionally, and are you in a position to make them happy and also make them engaged, so that they will also get enhanced and also move to their career ladder. So these are the main things that I will observe and practice, and I will still practice the things. And also one more important thing, after going into the lead roles, right, many people think that, okay, I cannot, there is no need for me to hear from the other people whatever they said. But from my point of view, we should first hear whatever the things that are comes onto the table for any implementation, whether it could be a project related or for the program related or any other aspects. First we should listen. After listening, get all the points that are present to the table, and then decide and discuss within the team, with the team, with the pros and cons, and then go to it. Because of doing this one, right, nobody in your team or my team will feel that I am a lead and my lead is not much intact with me, and they will not feel as an aloneness. This vacuum or space will not be present within the team. That is an important thing. We should not have an 1% of the space within the team. Once you get the team to be aligned on the same page, even though you are a lead or a team member, the results will fall back, just like anything. Whether it is a tough times or any kind of times, your team will be ready. That's the main thing. So don't take that lead role as an just role, but take that as a responsibility to guide your team members, because you are indirectly or directly making an impact. That's the thing I have observed. And also, even you are getting into a lead role, that doesn't mean the learning stops. You should be very much learn, upgrade yourself, and at times during the implementation, you may have to learn from your team as well. They could be starter developers or from the other team as well. But don't take that particular area where you don't hear. At times you may get busy with the different meetings, but try to be composed of it. This is what I could get some important points on the lead perspective.
Great one, good. Great one, great set of comments, Venkata. Now is the time for a spot question, right? So as you know, you must be wondering what's a spot question. This is the episode one of the season three. Now, what's a spot question? Most of the questions are standard play, where we expect and we typically go on a lot of mediums and share that kind of information. And Venkata is also, he's very active in the community, if I summarize it. So, but spot questions are the kind of gray areas where you might have to wonder, and it puts you on spot, right? That's a kind of new surprise for this season, especially for the guest podcast. I know it's going to scare once this goes out to the other guests that I invite, but like, it's just for sheer fun, right? So the spot question is on you, Venkata. So how much time do you spend literally on summarizing all those sessions that you attend? Specifically, we have seen that in Champs, and such a huge expansion of everything that has been covered. I think sometimes the speaker also doesn't have that detailed of a summary. So how much time do you really spend on writing those comments that we all notice in social media and Twitter these days?
Right. Whatever the session that I participate, first I will listen with my mind, okay, with also heart, and keep that everything that is on. So all that particular picture and what all the important points that are present, all that will be gets digested in my mind. So that's how a good summary will come out of every session. So which will give an learning things for me as a recap, and also I can easily get, okay, I can quickly at any time if I want, I can guide the others to just see that particular one. If they don't have that much time to watch all the 1 hour video or 1 hour session or 10 minutes of session, they can simply go through that summary of it. If they feel that is relevant, they can do it. Otherwise, they will take some time to refer that one, which is not present most of the times. So that's why I started doing that.
I agree. It's a gap, definitely. So the summary of this spot question is that's your natural talent, right? I mean, it's not that easy, guys, to be able to listen to a session for hour long or 40-45 minute session that we normally do, an hour long session, an entire day of sessions, and be able to keep summarizing, right? So that's a great talent to have. Now, what do you think? Did this question really put you in a spot? Did you wonder, or no? You just thought, if it didn't, let's make it a rapid fire of spot questions, right?
Sure.
Now, another interesting spot question we have for you is, how does your blog maintain this entire set of links, right? Have you done some automation? Is there some magic behind it? There is your blog has a section for the links of whatever is happening, mostly happening in the world, right? In community, in third-party community, in Microsoft actual community, UGs of the world, right? And some other people who are just organizing some fun event, right? It is always up to date. So again, if you are going to tell me in the same way, that will not be a spot question, Venkata. You'll need to give me a fun answer to this one for sure. Have you done any magic or automation? First, you'll answer me that part, and then you can answer me what you actually do to keep it up to date.
All manual, no automation. I will go through each and every information that I get it. Then only I will post, whether it could be Microsoft updates, whether it could be call for speakers, whether it could be the boot camps and all. Everything first I will go and see, and then only I will draft it, because that's how I will know what is there in the session or what else that is. So, I have not used any automation.
So there is no only secret manual. Treasure cave from where you collect this and just put the links out. So that was your second spot question. I had to go one after other because it's important to understand. I'll definitely give you a breather from spot questions and go back to our traditional conversation. But that was interesting to know. So if you visit Venkata's blog, which will be available in the link section, right, of the podcast, as well as my YouTube channel, in the description of this video, once it's posted, you will see that there's a link area, which is kind of a good summary, right? So it is one of the arsenals to use if you're trying to see what you need to do this weekend, and if you're really getting nerdy and you want to go and attend something, right? So just a pointer to everybody. That's one of the good kind of encyclopedias that he's trying to generate and maintain, and takes a lot of effort. So kudos to you, Venkata.
Thank you.
So it's a very traditional question. It will be asked, but I'm the first one asking you this, so I'm enjoying it a bit. what it really takes to be an MVP, right? It's a question you will have to answer a lot. Congratulations yet again that you have traveled this journey very, very recently. And you have really done a lot of things, a lot of contributions, right? So I'm spilling the beans a bit that it does take contributions and a lot of hard work. But I leave it to you to tell your version of this answer. And over to you, Venkata. What does it take to be an MVP?
Right. Main thing, and first of all, thank you for your wishes. And yeah, first thing to become an MVP is community helped me a lot. Okay. So I started contributing to the community. Before that one, right, I am still just a consumer only. Okay. In one of your podcasts, you said, so we should not be consumer, but we should all be, we should be a supplier as well. Okay. Because your knowledge needs to be shared. That's how the community thing. So that's how community contributions, I have started it. If you wanted to mention the particular time and all, so in the 2000, early stages of the 2000, 2018s, this 18-19, my mind got into this particular mindset of helping the people, which is there, but because of few reasons I could not do it. But I thought, okay, this is the time to do it, and if I cannot do, I cannot do next time also, next year as well. So that's how I started. So I started contributing through the blogs. So first I started to the community forums, just seeing if I can help or not. And then I thought of sharing few of the important things, which are very much of basic in nature. Okay. Just which is not that much easily present if at all I search. So that's how I started blogging. Once I started the blog, I saw, okay, a few of the areas where I can also contribute more. So contribution to the community is nothing but just for 24 hours, there is no need for you to say that the community you join, you will get more information and all. Community means whatever the product that is that you are using in your daily life as a professional thing, if you can expand it so that many people can resolve their issues, or in simple terms, as a common man, if instead of doing 1 hour work by doing R&D and all, if you are habituated or if you are a part of the community, you can do it in a better way. Okay, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes like that. In many of the scenarios, I have experienced this, which I felt this, if at all it is available, that will be present and all. That's how my community things has happened. I have identified few of the areas which I can contribute more. That's how my specific areas that are present in my blog that has came. And also, as a part of this contributions only, right, from my perspective, you have to leverage your particular time effectively so that you can give justice to whatever that you have done. That's how all these things has come. And even my nomination also came because one of Nijo Joseph is a person who has nominated me. And I started speaking at various events. In one of the events, I think Orissa meetup, so there I was one of the speaker for one session, and in another session Nijo Joseph is also spoken. Post that particular session, we just had an informal discussion saying that we get to know each other. Then he felt that you are doing good work for the community, and I think you will be an person who can make the community better, so that the community will get more from you, and also you can build that. That's how my MVP journey has started, and I got fortunate enough with all my friends and the well-wishers and my parents and my family members' support. I got to this particular stage, and I got nominated MVP in the last week.
So it is pretty new feeling to be officially the MVP, right? And there is a life before and after, right? So it is still very early days to ask you that question. However, what's the difference you feel now, right? Because it's been almost a week and we are just doing this podcast and video cast almost around a week or so, right? Week or more maybe from the time that you actually got the award. So the question is the feeling, right? Before and after, what has anything changed, or there's some different feeling, and what is the general perception of the work life, or you know, in your circle? That is a, I think it's a good initial impression, or what did you feel about it? That kind of a question.
Okay, so most important thing, right? Obviously, once anybody recognizes you with an award, you will be in very much you are very much honored. And that too, if you get any award from Microsoft, right? So obviously it is you can say one of my great recognitions that you can remember for life. Okay, and the changes that you say, right? Yes, I got good kudos and wishes floated in my LinkedIn and the Twitter, or personally from the friends and well wishers, and got to know about many other people who I have not met before. But the most important other area, right? So I got more responsibility. Okay, so by wearing the hat of this particular MVP, you have power to speak at various regions and all, but whatever that you spread, right, that should be more authentic, and also that should be 100% aligned to the Microsoft or the product flow. Okay, so that's how I'll see. I even felt as a responsibility. And what is changed before and MVP, before the MVP and the after MVP? Personally, there is the change is I'm continuing with my contribution, because I have my plan and my routine that is figured out in such a way that the continuity will go on like that. And yes, because of this MVP award, I get to chance to know more about, and I get to speak with many of the MVPs in the different regions, and also I may get chance to speak with the product teams as well. And this is very first week of my MVP, right? So I meant to get a few of the invitations. I am getting that, and I think this week on Thursday I have an MVP onboarding as well. So that's how the things, many things will come. I am just learning them. This is what I got, what MVP brought to me.
Okay, linked question. How important is to be mentored or mentoring people, like-minded people around you in the community?
Right, see, yes, mentoring is very much important. So mentoring will help you to boost the confidence of the people. I have observed more number of people, they are very much brighter in the technology, but because of few reasons, they will not come outside of the world to show their particular passion, and they show their experiences and all. So I will be guiding them, and I will be mentoring them whenever whoever reached out to me in any part of the social media, whether LinkedIn or the Twitter. I used to do that one. Now I will get more responses and maybe more requests. I will guide whatever I can do from their side, and eventually before that one, to empower few of the areas where the knowledge, the communication should not be a barrier, okay, and also the language should not be a problem. So that's the reason why I have started my YouTube channel, especially in Telugu. Okay, I could say by keeping my hand on my heart, saying that this is the first Telugu channel which is giving more knowledge or more insights about the Dynamics 365 and Power Platform related things. I'm not doing the contributions on that particular area, but I thought by giving or specifically delivering the sessions in my native language, which gives me my mother tongue, we call as a good boiler effect to me, which gives more people to come out. They will not feel about the language barrier. They can easily come back to me. They can reach out to me so that I can empower them. This is how I will see as a mentoring. I'm doing the other, and also I will also look for other mentors to learn from them and also to get, because I have to earn many of the things. See, because learning is in journey. It is not a destination.
Very well put. Learning is a journey and not a destination, and not at all in the Microsoft cloud world, right? It is an ongoing journey. The product is taking such a bright curve. Microsoft is building tons of arsenal of good, cool stuff. You need to keep learning. It's cool that our podcast is naturally flowing in a direction as well. You talked about linguistics, right? And that's where I want to put you in spot again, right? So just like you said about linguistics, right, and going local, it's very important. We all hail from India at the moment, and there are a lot of language barriers for people to not be able to learn. That's a great initiative. And why you are going to be on spot, you will know very, very shortly, right? So let's get to that point. So Venkata, आपके साथ मैं एक बात करना चाहूंगा. आपके पास एक और लैंग्वेज है जिसमें आपकी स्किल्स बहुत बहुत अच्छी हैं. मैं हिंदी और इंग्लिश मिक्स करके बात करूंगा क्योंकि बहुत ज्यादा शुद्ध हिंदी में अनुवाद नहीं कर पाता हूं खुद भी. पर जैसे कि आपने बात की, आज की दुनिया में, दौर में, हम लोग ब्लॉग्स पे सिर्फ फोकस नहीं है, हम सिर्फ ब्लॉग्स नहीं कर रहे हैं. हम जाते हैं आज की डेट में, मैंने देखा है कंसल्टेंट्स को, आपने भी देखा होगा, या प्रोफेशनल्स को यूट्यूब पे जाके या स्टूडेंट्स यूट्यूब पे जाके सर्च कर रहे हैं और कंटेंट मिल रहा है. तो इसीलिए रीजन है कि दिस इज ये सही टाइमिंग है कि हम मल्टीलिंगुअल भी कर पा रहे हैं, और इंडिया में मल्टीलिंगुअल बहुत जरूरी है, राइट? तो इट इज की, मतलब मैं इसको की मानता हूँ, मैं इसको बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट चीज मानता हूँ, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण चीज मानता हूँ कि मैं भी वो इन्फॉर्मेशन हिंदी में ला पाऊँ. और जैसे कि आपको पता है कि मेरा पर्टिकुलर इंटरेस्ट है कि लोग अपस्किल करें, लोग इस टेक्नोलॉजी की तरफ आए, क्योंकि एक गैप है. अगर हम फ्रेशर्स के पास नहीं जाएंगे और हम उनको नहीं सिखाएंगे या उनको मीडियम्स नहीं मिलेंगे उनकी लैंग्वेज में समझ पाने के, तो बहुत डिफिकल्ट है, राइट? तो पहले कंटेंट सिर्फ इंग्लिश में होता था, वो भी रिटन. अब हम मल्टीलिंगुअल की बात कर रहे हैं. इंडिया की अगर अपन बात करें तो बहुत सारे लोग अपने अपने लोकल लिंग्वल्स में ये सब कर रहे हैं, जैसे आप तेलुगु में कर रहे हैं, बहुत अच्छी बात है. तो मैं क्या कर सकता था, तो मैंने एक स्पॉट आपको स्पॉट में डाला है क्योंकि मेरे को पता है आपकी थोड़ी स्किल है उस डायरेक्शन में. पर जहां जहां पॉसिबल होगा मैं अपने पॉडकास्ट में या वीडियो चैनल्स में, स्पेशली इस सीरीज में, हिंदी का भी यूज करूंगा. तो दैट इज ऑल्सो काइंड ऑफ, मैं अगर इंग्लिश में बोलूं, दैट इज ऑल्सो काइंड ऑफ माई वे ऑफ पुटिंग इट देयर, राइट? और आई थिंक ये रीच बढ़ाएगा, स्पेशली एक बहुत बड़ा पार्ट है नॉर्थन सेंट्रल वेस्टर्न इंडिया में जहाँ हिंदी प्रेवलेंट है. तो आई थिंक इट विल बी अ गुड इम्पैक्ट, एंड स्पेशली आई एम रियली इंटरेस्टेड इन टेकिंग दिस टू स्टूडेंट्स, राइट, इन ऑल पॉसिबल वेज. आपको पता है हम लोग एम्पावर भी कर रहे हैं चैम्स में, तो ये सब मीडियम्स और इस सब कंटेंट का वहाँ पे हम यूज कर सकते हैं काफी. और अगर वो साउथ का है, अगर तेलंगाना या आंध्रा में हम कर रहे हैं, तो हम तेलुगु का यूज कर सकते हैं. इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल वे टू रीच आउट, मतलब इससे खूबसूरत तरीका नहीं है रीच करने का, क्योंकि आज कंटेंट और टेक्नोलॉजी अवेलेबल है, इंटरनेट और स्मार्टफोन का दौर है. तो उसी के लिए मैं एक क्वेश्चन पूछता हूँ कि अगर किसी फ्रेशर को पावर प्लेटफॉर्म में अपना करियर स्टार्ट करना है तो उसको क्या करना चाहिए आपके हिसाब से?
तो पहले मैं क्या बोलता है कि वो पावर प्लेटफॉर्म उनका वो फ्रेशर का मन में क्या है, वो अच्छे तरफ लर्निंग करने के लिए तैयारी है या नहीं, मैं पहले उनको पूछते हैं. ठीक है, वो बंदा ने बोला है कि ठीक है, मैं पावर प्लेटफॉर्म सीखना चाहिए और मैं ये करियर चूज करना चाहिए, तो मैं बोलता है कि पहले पावर प्लेटफॉर्म में ये सभी सब कुछ होता है, इसमें ऐसे ऐसे एरियाज होते हैं, ऐसे ऐसे कंपोनेंट्स होता है, इसको आप इम्प्रोवाइज करने के लिए कैसा लर्निंग पाथ से माइक्रोसॉफ्ट तरफ से माइक्रोसॉफ्ट लर्निंग वेबसाइट है, उसमें आप लर्निंग यूआरएल से उसमें जाकर आप सारा लर्निंग पाथ, बेसिक पावर ऐप्स का, पावर ऑटोमेटिक का, कैनवास ऐप का, वर्चुअल एजेंट्स का, और सब कुछ, और एज्यूर इंटीग्रेशन, ये सभी कुछ, सब कुछ को आपका आपका क्या इंफॉर्मेशन चाहिए, वो वीडियोस है और ब्लॉग्स भी है माइक्रोसॉफ्ट तरफ से। और उसके अलावा मेरे पास है बहुत लिस्ट ऑफ एमबीपीस का यूट्यूब चैनल्स है और ब्लॉग्स का है। मैं क्या बोलता है कि किसी प्रेशर को पहले इस चीज़ों को एक बार देखने के लिए बोलते हैं, सिर्फ जाकर वो लर्निंग साइट को और यूट्यूब, माइक्रोसॉफ्ट यूट्यूब चैनल देखकर एक 5-5 मिनट का वीडियोस होता है लर्निंग में। ओके, अगर आप पावर ऑटोमेट कैनवास ऐप्स का बेसिक्स जानने के लिए आप तैयारी होने से आप सिंपली यू कैन गो टू द लर्निंग साइट एंड यू कैन सी द स्मॉल वीडियोस ऑफ इट। ओके, उसके बाद में क्या है, नेक्स्ट लेवल, इफ एट अगेन इफ दैट सेम फ्रेशर इज इंटरेस्टेड, देन आई विल से दैट ठीक है, आप कैसे स्पिन अप करना है, कैसे एनवायरनमेंट, कैनवास ऐप एनवायरनमेंट को कैसा करना है, पावर ऐप्स का लाइसेंसिंग कैसा होता है, फ्री में कैसा करना है, प्रोडक्शन वाला कोड को कैसा तैयारी करना है, डेवलपर वे ऑफ कैसा करना है, ये सब कुछ जानने के लिए पहला थिंग, द फर्स्ट थिंग इज हैंड्स ऑफ, आपको बराबर हैंड्स ऑन होना चाहिए। ठीक है, अगर आपको हैंड्स ऑन नहीं होने से आपको बुकिश नॉलेज होता है, आप तो आप क्रैक कर सकते हैं, इंटरव्यूज को क्रैक कर सकते हैं, लेकिन तब इंटर कंपनीज में जाने के बाद सिंपल टास्क आप देने से भी आप नहीं कर पा सकते हैं। ओके, यू कैन नॉट डू दैट इवन दो इट इज ए स्मॉल टास्क। ओके, सो जैसा मैं उनको गाइड करूँगा मेरे तरफ से, आई थिंक ये आपका आंसर मिला। और मैं क्या बोल रहा है कि कुछ लोग होता है ना, वो उनका लैंग्वेज बैरियर होता है, आप जैसे बोल रहे हैं ना हिंदी में बातचीत करने से अच्छा लगता है, कुछ लोग होते हैं क्या बोल रहे हैं तो इंग्लिश में बातचीत करने में एक घंटा का सिंपल सम चीज़ होता है, वो नेटिव लैंग्वेज में आप बेटर एक्सप्रेस कर सकते हैं। हाँ, 2 मिनट में
मैं ऐड करूंगा उसमें कुछ। तो कई बार ऐसा होता है कि हम दोनों ही इंग्लिश में, अंग्रेजी में हम दिन भर अगर बात कर रहे होते तो हम घर जाके, एक नॉर्मल इंसानी फितरत है या ह्यूमन, इट इज अ काइंड ऑफ अ ह्यूमन वे कि मैं घर जाके हिंदी में ही बात करना पसंद करूंगा। अगर कोई वहां पे, नॉर्मली क्या होता है कि आजकल हम घर में भी बहुत सारी इंग्लिश का यूज करते हैं, हम बच्चों के साथ या अपने रिलेटिव्स के किड्स के साथ में काफी इंग्लिश में बात करते हैं और वो लोग इंग्लिश में रिस्पॉन्ड करते हैं, हाय हेलो से लेके व्हाट नॉट। तो पर मेरा मन हो रहा होता है कि मैं हिंदी में बात करूं, आपका मन हो रहा होता है कि आप तेलुगु में भी बात करो, क्योंकि दिन भर हो गया है वो बोलते हुए, तो एक बैरियर होता है। और हम भी चाहते हैं, कई बार ऐसा होता है कि कोई मेरे को अगर हिंदी में बता देगा वो पर्टिकुलर रिक्वायरमेंट, या मैं जाके वो अपनी टीम को समझा दूंगा, तो वो बहुत ईजियर हो जाएगा। तो एक लैंग्वेज बैरियर होता है, एंड व्हेन अ लैंग्वेज इज नॉट द फर्स्ट लैंग्वेज फॉर यू, इट इज ऑलवेज चैलेंजिंग, साइंस सेज दैट एज वेल, राइट? So that is exactly why it is important. तो आपने जो मेन चीज बोली कि प्रैक्टिकल नॉलेज का होना बहुत जरूरी है, आप किताबों पे किताबें पढ़ के और बिना कुछ करे, सिर्फ वीडियो देख के कुछ नहीं कर सकते। आप इंटरव्यू निकाल लेंगे, आप सर्टिफिकेशन भी कर लेंगे शायद, और सर्टिफिकेशन में आप हैंड्स ऑन पढ़े बिना, आज की डेट में तो थोड़े मुश्किल हो गए हैं कि आपको हैंड्स ऑन नॉलेज नहीं और आप क्लियर कर पा रहे हो, पर आप शायद कर लेंगे कुछ डिग्री ऑफ सर्टिफिकेशन एज अ फ्रेशर, बेसिक वाले फंडामेंटल्स फॉर एग्जांपल आप कर लेंगे, अब आप ऑर्गेनाइजेशन में भी आ जाएंगे, बट आपको एक्चुअल जो पता होना चाहिए, हैंड्स ऑन जो प्रोजेक्ट पे चाहिए, उसमें आपको डिफिकल्टी आएगी अगर आप उस करियर की तरफ बढ़ते हैं। तो दूसरा मैं सोचता हूँ कि एक बैरियर, इस बैरियर के कारण ये हमारे एजुकेशन सिस्टम तक उतना पहुंच भी नहीं पा रहा है अभी, स्पेशली पावर प्लेटफॉर्म टेक्नोलॉजी, जो हम चैम्स में काफी सालों से ट्राई कर रहे हैं अपनी कैपेसिटीज में, बट सिंस इट इज नॉट अवर डे जॉब, हम वी कैन डू इट, हम ये कर सकते हैं पर उतना ही कर सकते हैं जितना पॉसिबल है। पिछले साल भी हमने बहुत सारे कॉलेज किए, आप भी थे कुछ में, एम्पावर इनिशिएटिव है जो हमारा चैम्स में। अब मैं चैम्स के आयोजकों के बारे में बात करूंगा, द ऑर्गेनाइजर एट चैम्स, आयोजक मतलब ऑर्गेनाइजर। तो मैं ये भी क्वेश्चन आपसे पूछना चाहूंगा कि हमारे बहुत सारे चैम्स में जो मित्रगण हैं, क्या हमारे फ्रेंड्स बन गए हैं अब स्टेज पे, तो प्रोफेशनली पर्सनली, तो उनके साथ काम करने का आपका एक्सपीरियंस कैसा है? और मैं जानता हूं कि आप काफी अच्छी हिंदी बोलते हैं, अगर आपको कहीं भी ऐसा लगे कि इतना कंफर्ट नहीं हो रहा है वो लाइन बोलने में, तो मोर देन हैप्पी कि आप इंग्लिश पिक करें। इसके बाद का क्वेश्चन मेरे को स्पॉट में डालेगा, मैं ये आपको और बता दूं।
ठीक है, पहले मैं बहुत डर रहा है, अरे इतना जन है, इतना जन के साथ मैं कैसा बातचीत करते हैं, मैं कैसा हूँ ये लोगों से साथ जाकर ये ऑर्गेनाइज कैसा करते हैं। मैं क्या सोच रहा है कि ओपन माइंडेड में गया था, ठीक है, व्हेनेवर ये आया मैं चैम्स में, डीटीसी चैम्स में ज्वाइन होने के बाद और लीड बनने के बाद मेरे को रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी आया, तो मेरा क्या सोचा है कि ठीक है ये लीड्स है, दूसरा लीड्स है, मैं क्या लर्न कर सकते हैं उनके साथ, तो उसी वजह से मैं क्या लर्न किया, कैसा ऑर्गेनाइज करना है, बहुत ठीक है मैं पोस्टर्स कैसा बनना है मैंने सीखा, शालिनी एक लीड है और रोम प्रीति एक लीड है, वो एंड सागर रूपानी एक लीड है, ये तीनों के साथ मैं सब कुछ सीखा कैसा करना है, कैसा कैसा करना है, ठीक है, और सोशल मीडिया में कैसा बिहेव करना है ये सब कुछ मैंने सीखा। अपन लीड्स है, ठीक है, चैम्स में रोमा है और प्रशांत है और दीपेश भी है, मेरे को पता नहीं मैं क्या सोचता है कि सारे लोगों को टैग करो, मेरा मतलब क्या है कि इट्स नॉट फॉर रीच, इट्स बिकॉज आई वांटेड टू क्या गुड दिस पर्टिकुलर लर्निंग और द इवेंट्स को और व्हाट इज द कंटेंट दैट इज प्रेजेंट, जस्ट वांटेड टू कम्युनिटी वाइज आई वांटेड टू स्प्रेड, तब मेरे को कुछ पॉइंट्स मिला, ऐसा ऐसा बिहेव करना है, ऐसा ऐसा नहीं बिहेव करना है, विच इज़ न्यू टू मी, आई टेक दैट वन, आई गॉट एज एन फीडबैक, तो मैं आई वॉज नॉट फ्राइटेंड, आई इफ एट ऑल एनी थिंग इज प्रेजेंट राइट आई विल डेफिनेटली लर्न इट, दिस इज हाउ एंड ऑर्गेनाइजिंग वे ऑल्सो वेन एवर आई एम स्पीकिंग मेरे को उतना कॉन्फिडेंस नहीं है, ठीक है मेरे पास कुछ है, कुछ हास है बोलने के लिए, कुछ करने के लिए है तैयारी, लेकिन माइंड बोल रहा है कि कुछ है, तो वो कैप को लीड्स के तरफ सारे लोगों ने देखो अगर कुछ प्रोफेशनली कुछ चीज को लिखने के लिए अंकुश है, ठीक है, अंकुश वेरी वेल वो करते हैं क्योंकि वो मैनेजर रोल्स में है अभी प्रोफेशनली, सो ही यूज टू गाइड मी, ओके, एंड there are other person like Golaknath is also from the champs lead, okay, वो बोलते हैं कैसा करना है, कैसे कैसे communities में होता है, कैसे लोगों को बातचीत करते हैं, ये सारा लोगों के साथ दीपेश है, okay, इसमें आप है, आप कुछ तरफ आप observe करते हैं, अगर कुछ areas में मैं I am going somewhere around and all right, I will definitely get an nice feedback or just the way a guide is there, इसी वजह से मेरा my confident levels increased and how I अच्छी तरफ मैं contribute करने के लिए बहुत अच्छा है, अभी मेरा को outside the community and all I got D365 champs gave me good leads which I more converse more and I used to share personal experience as well.
तो मैं उसमें ऐड करूंगा, जब लास्ट इवेंट हमारा हुआ ग्लोबल विजार्ड्स वीकेंड जो हमने नवंबर 2021 में किया, वो एक उसमें आपने एक प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजमेंट का पार्ट प्ले किया जो आपका एक प्रीवियस रोल रह चुका है लीड, अभी लीड आपका करंट रोल है, तो मैंने आपको आके कहा 1.5 साल बाद कि आपको इस इवेंट में मेनली प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजमेंट करना है, तो हमने जो प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजमेंट के प्रिंसिपल है वो एक्सेल बेस्ड, हाँ डेफिनेटली हम माइक्रोसॉफ्ट प्रोजेक्ट या और कुछ यूज नहीं किए जो टूल्स होते हैं, डेडिकेटेड इसके लिए, या प्रोजेक्ट ऑपरेशन हमने यूज नहीं किया, बट हमने एक्सेल बेस्ड प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजमेंट किया इस पर्टिकुलर इवेंट पे, और काफी अच्छे रिजल्ट्स थे हमारे पहले साल से, ये इवेंट बहुत स्केल हुआ। सेकेंड एक चीज है, वो आपका कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन रहा जो काफी एक अच्छी जर्नी है, सारे सारे जने का कंट्रीब्यूशन है। विवेक का एक और मैं ऐड करना चाहूंगा, विवेक जनरली हमेशा बैकग्राउंड में रहता है बट इट इज काइंड ऑफ द सर्विस बस, अगर ये नहीं हुआ है कुछ भी नहीं अटका है और अगर हैवी प्रोसेसिंग करवाना है तो हम उनको आखिरी में बैक ट्रैक कर देते हैं, या मैं नहीं होता हूँ तो मैं हमेशा यू नो बैक ट्रैक कर देता हूँ। और एक वो हमारी वेबसाइट जैसे कि जो पूरा एंड टू एंड वेबसाइट का डेवलपमेंट भी हुआ कम्युनिटी का, तो ये सब हम हमारे पैशन के लिए करते हैं और धीरे धीरे चीजें बढ़ गई, कुछ लोग हमारे हैंडल्स चलाते हैं क्योंकि हम सबका अपना भी जॉब है, हमारी एक खुद की भी पर्सनल लाइफ है, तो इसीलिए ज्यादा लोगों की जरूरत पड़ती है क्योंकि ऑलरेडी इस पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड में हमारे पास टाइम कम होता है, हमारे आवर्स अच्छे लगे होते हैं और भी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी हम लोग क्रिएटर करते हैं उसके बाद, इसीलिए ज्यादा लोग होना जरूरी है कि हर टाइम हर जना अवेलेबल नहीं हो सकता। तो ये सब एक अच्छी जर्नी रही। अब एक और चीज जो हमने ऑन द वे की कि हमने एक इनिशिएशन लिया चैम्स पावर प्लेटफॉर्म और डायनामिक स्पेस में वो लर्निंग मीडियम नहीं होता था, तो हम जिस जिस तरह के इनिशिएटिव्स आज कर रहे हैं और जो जो आइडियाज हैं और अभी भी टेबल पे आइडियाज डिस्कस होते हैं, एक डिसिप्लिन्ड मंथली कॉल होता है, डेमोक्रेटिक प्रोसेस फॉलो होता है, मतलब तो एक वर्ल्ड की सबसे बड़ी डेमोक्रेसी अगर ये नहीं कर पाएगी तो कहाँ होगा ये, तो और उसके देखते देखते बहुत सारे मीडियम्स बन गए, तो विच इज वेरी वेलकमिंग। तो हम कोलैबोरेट भी करना चाहते हैं इस साल और हम आपस में भी कोलैबोरेट करना चाहते हैं और सबके साथ कोलैबोरेट करना चाहते हैं, क्योंकि जितना जितने लोग जुड़ेंगे उतना हम उसको आगे बढ़ाएंगे। तो ये ऑर्गेनाइजर्स या आयोजकों के लिए एक अच्छा क्वेश्चन था, और अगर आप एक स्टूडेंट है उसको सुन रहे हैं, फ्रेशर है तो सुन रहे हैं, आप भी वेलकम है, और आप बहुत बड़े मैनेजर है डायरेक्टर है तो आप भी वेलकम है, राइट? एवरीबॉडी एड सम वैल्यू, राइट? देयर आर लॉट ऑफ न्यू कूल थिंग्स, बहुत ही अच्छी इंटरेस्टिंग चीजें हैं। जैसे अभी मैं एक IoT एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन कर पाया चैम्स कम्युनिटी के थ्रू, जो मैं बहुत टाइम से करना चाहता था, तो मतलब वो अभी पूरी स्टेज पे नहीं पहुंचा है, बट समटाइम्स दैट्स अ प्लेजर यू वांट टू गेट, राइट? तो बहुत सारी इसमें से चीजें हम यूज करेंगे कम्युनिटी में, एम्पावर इनिशिएटिव में। हमने आज ही एक इंटरनेशनल वुमेन्स डे ऑर्गेनाइज किया जिसमें हम एक नए स्पीकर को मौका दे पाए पावर ऑटोमेट के ऊपर, तो एंड एक और हमारी ऑर्गेनाइजर सेशन दे पाई आज, जो सेशन था जो काइंड ऑफ बहुत ऑसम सेशन था। वेंकटा के सेशंस भी जब उनने घाना में पहली बार सेशन दिया से लेके अभी तक काफी डेडिकेटेड सेशंस होते हैं और काफी अच्छी टिप्स और ब्लॉगिंग में स्पेस में, सो इट्स बीन अ वेरी गुड जर्नी। अब आखिरी जो स्पॉट एरिया है लिंग्विस्टिक्स के अराउंड, क्योंकि आपने तेलुगु की बात की, तो आप मेरे को कुछ वर्ड्स का तेलुगु में ट्रांसलेशन करवाएंगे, और ये यू नो हम लोग प्लान्ड वे रिकॉर्ड नहीं करते स्पॉट सेक्शन एरिया, तो अगर आप ये बात सुन रहे हैं तो अगर मेरा किसी की भी भावनाएं, आई डोंट वांट टू हर्ट एनी काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग्स, राइट आउट देयर जस्ट फॉर फन, आई वांट टू नो व्हाट दीज टर्म्स विल बी कॉल्ड इन तेलुगु इफ वी हैड टू ट्रांसलेट देम, राइट? एंड आई डोंट वांट टू डिसहार्टन और डिसरिस्पेक्ट इवन अ ब्रांड, अगर मैं एक ब्रांडिंग का नाम ले रहा हूँ, अगर मैं एक टेक्नोलॉजी टर्म का नाम ले रहा हूँ, बट द पॉइंट इज कि मैं भी अब जब मैंने वेंकटा को स्पॉट पे डाला है तो अब मेरा टाइम है स्पॉट पे आने का। तो मैं सिंपल चीज से चालू करूंगा जो टेक्नोलॉजी रिलेटेड नहीं है। ओके को तेलुगु में सरे बोलेंगे?
यस, करेक्ट।
यस, तो बट आपको टीच करना है मेरे को अभी। अब आप मेरे आज मैं लर्न कर रहा हूँ कुछ डिफरेंट नॉन टेक्नोलॉजी, सो इफ आई हैव टू से ओके इन तेलुगु, व्हाट इज द वे वेंकटा?
ओके हैज सिनोनिम्स इन तेलुगु, सरे,
అవును,
అవును, yes, అవును,
అవును, అవును. I hope I did it wrong, right? So everybody can be a learner. So normally I just do sare. So what is the difference? When do I use a sare and when do I use a avunu?
Avunu. Okay. Sare means if suppose anybody says something, if you are accepting, then you say sare. Okay. That means sare you will say.
Yeah.
And if anybody asks you whether you really did it, then you have to say avunu.
Avunu.
Okay. But if in English, if you that, yes.
So it's like you did it, and if I have to say yes, I did it, I have to say avunu.
Avunu.
So avunu is acceptance of. Is it like avunu is more for the mischief kind of situation where, oh, you did it, then you have to say avunu to own it.
not only mischievous, but actual your actions also. If you did some work, if anyone ask you that who did this one, you can say that avuna nen chesanu. Okay.
Now you are making it very difficult for me. Let me learn one part first.
Avunu.
Avunu. And pardon me again, I am again saying I am just doing it to learn and be doing it in a fun way. So normally my medium has been, I have worked with so many people from Andhra and Telangana in my career. So in the coding world, right, they will normally be like, okay, this is the way to do it. And that is also from my Microsoft days. And it will be like, sorry, so I just picked it up, right? Now, another thing that I want to understand, let me just take it into the next level, right? Okay, if I'm talking to a young person in Telugu over phone, what would I initiate the conversation as? And then young, like a friend. And if there's an elderly person or somebody more senior to me, if I have to talk, what I will say? And how would you actually pronounce it, right? That's kind of an area I want to learn as well.
Okay. So, irrespective of the person, right, if they are elder and if you are speaking with any stranger for the first time, right? So generally you call them, you ask them or you start the conversation with Chappandi. Okay. But once that stranger becomes...
Let me first learn to pronounce this, because I am only, I remember Sare and Ono. So far,
Oh no.
And I'm sorry, it will take some time, right? It is, I think the linguistics here are really complicated flows, not so simple flows. So Chappandi, is it correct pronunciation? Correct.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this podcast or videocast later, these are some cool things you should try out, because we are actually entering into live section already, right? So Chappandi, and if it is somebody young or a friend, or what would I say?
Chappu.
What?
Chappu. Yes.
Am I pronouncing it correct? Chappu.
Correct.
Okay. So thank you for this two learnings to me today, maybe from a different segment of life. Now, one thing is very common for us in this region. We are building the software for the entire world, right? Basically. And if I just see the number of regions we kind of work with, one thing is very common. When the code is broken. In Hindi, what do I say? I'm not going to translate it right now on the podcast, but let's say the code is broken. What is the Telugu equivalent? If I'm sitting with people from Andhra or Telangana on the same floor or in the same team or on teams, if they are talking to each other and they mean to say code is broken, what would they say?
Actually, synonyms are there in Telugu. I will tell you the degree. Ayinda, dobbinda, aipoyinda. Like that.
So whatever you just said is way above my pay grade. That means it is German to me now. Now I really need to follow linguistics. But what does this synonym mean? When you said degree, what does that mean? At least I can understand that. I will not be able to repeat this for sure.
Okay. Just Ayinda means respectful way of expressing, okay, it happened. Dobbinda means increasing the degree of humorness and showing the anger, saying that code has broken. That is Dobbinda. Okay, like that. These two words we usually
You said a third word as well. I listened a third word as well. And that's like really a dangerous way of saying it, is it? Okay,
that's why I don't want it to explain.
Yeah, so that's completely fine. It's completely fine. It is totally okay. But if you hear something like that on the floor, guys, it basically means the code is broken. And the Hindi equivalent, we all know. You must have heard that also, Venkata, in your journey, that today code is broken, right? But it's funny enough that we don't. The reason I did this fun section is linguistics are very important. Doing those videos in Telugu and Hindi eventually, and this podcast medium to translate into that direction, I think that is really important for going local. While we still stay global, we also have to go local and empower, because whenever the code is broken, we never say code is broken. I don't remember saying when my plugin used to broke that I'll say that it is broken. Even while I was in my European journey, even when I was in US, even when I was in Singapore, when code is broken, predominantly my linguistics will take over, my subconscious will take over. And that's just to showcase, this one segment was to showcase that linguistics do have impact on work and we still use them, right? And thank you for doing this fun part. We are coming towards second part already. We have done and talked about life, not about technology in the last three spot questions. This last question in this section is about life only. So I'm not going to put you on spot. What is your message to the viewers, right? Or what is the message? What is your message to the listeners? Why somebody should do community? Why you should listen to any show? Or why you should follow a certain way of learning, right? Why? Because many people have this question, Venkata, that how? But today I'm asking a very different question to you. Why they should do it?
See, professionally, why should we do it, right, to the community work? Right, so that is how, if you do any community work, right, you come to know few things which you did not get chance to work on your project. Example, I am working on one particular project. My project area of implementation is in this area. I will not get the chance to know about the other areas. How you will get it? If you at all you move to the other project or the company where that particular project is using other area, then only you will get it. But during at the time of implementation itself, if you wanted to know about other areas, you should reach out to the community or you should be a part of the community. That's how you will get it. Simple, for any solution, for any problem, to provide the solutions, we should know that areas as well. That's how the community will helps. And at times, community will help you in many other areas as well, where in few of the times you will not get good support morally. That's what I will say.
Yeah. Now, thank you for all those inputs, Venkata. You have spent a good degree of time with me over a weekend. I really appreciate it, and I think it will be really a different learning experience. The idea for me doing some different ways this time is to have a different way of learning. And let's see when the feedback arrives on how it is relevant to people. And there should be fun also. The idea to articulate about this kinds of things. Yes, I'm not done yet. I am not. So there are some spot things that should be left towards the end as well, right? So since this title of this podcast, right, since I'm trying to summarize it now, I want to understand, why do we say common man, right? And before, that's the first question. And second, tell me your favorite episode about from the season 1 and 2, right? That's also a spot question for you, right? And why? Both are whys.
Okay. So why common man means I'm a common man only. I'm not a superstar. I'm not an 90 percentile or rock star in the academics and all. So that's why I thought of whenever I got to know about, I wanted to write some blogs and all. What's the title? I said, okay, nothing fancy. Let us keep my name because I'm a normal person. So that's why I kept it as a common man. So just for improvising, a common man tips of my learnings and all. That's what I kept as in common man. That's the main reason.
Okay, and the second one is a very difficult spot question, right? It has been a while that the seasons have happened. What has been your favorite episode? Or okay, if you don't remember the episode, what has been your favorite part of learning from the first two seasons? Why? And why of?
Correct. So, I not only one or two, there are multiple things I have learnt. Okay, not only professional, but also the personal, right? How you can organize the things, okay? And what community has given to you, and why should you have to give something back to the community? And also this live segment, right? Yes, many of the people, they used to do the technical sessions and all, but in this podcast only this live section that does not came, because everybody thinks that software job, everything is happy, but not. These things was discussed especially in the live session, how you have to be focused and how you can remove the pressure of your work during some odd days with these personal tips in that personal segment, okay, the live session, what you say, okay. And also I got chance to hear from many of the people where in the blogs or in YouTube you can see only the professional life of them only, but the personal lives, the tips and all, how they come across of that, you will only get to know about this live session. Especially I can name few of the sessions, like the Debadit's one and the Prashant's one and Shalini's and Preeti session. Don't take that those are only the champs lead who got the chance to speak with them, but I am not aware of the how to handle different situations and how to respond few of the situations and how to upskill, importance of upskill, importance of the certifications, importance of going with the flow, importance of in showing a continuity, okay, and at times accepting the failures, okay, digesting the failures, learning from your, not only from the superiors, learning from your juniors as well, get the knack of listening skills, okay, not only talking will helps you, at times will help you a few of the things by listening as well, and remaining silent and don't be aggressive, but go within collaboration. These all the things, areas which I learned on all your the two seasons of the podcast, which I will continue in the next podcast as well.
Okay, so you are going to start this season with us, and that was like a lot of refresher for my memory. That's why again I said that's a natural talent when I asked your spot question about summarizing. This was on the spot, guys, and you just summarized two seasons. That's years spent. I mean, I do one season a year, and on top, you just did it on the fly. So that's kind of a really good habit and talent to develop. You really have a natural talent, Venkata, there. We could send this over this podcast, right? Now, I also want to talk about the point that you mentioned, since I want to summarize, but you know, it's such an interesting flow that I want to continue as well. So I'm maybe going to take a 2 to 5 minute segment more. The thing about only champ leads coming. So I go out to so many people in community, right? And at times my team is extended team also tries to reach out to people. Not everybody is comfortable sharing personal side, right? And that's totally okay. So, but I think software engineers are humans first, though we are always in front of screens. And I felt the need to even in this challenging kind of COVID times, that's the origin of this podcast, right? The live segment. I felt that I needed that positivity. I needed, I was seeing people being so gloomy in front of those screens. And hopefully we are going to be out of it soon. But we all know that we were living in remote years and it's very, very, very challenging. And being a software engineer, you are always in front of screens. So what I can do for the community there to share some experiences, right? And believe me, nobody's journey is easy. The grass is always greener on the other side of the hedge, right? Like, grass will always seem greener on the other side, and that's pretty important. Now I'll tell you, I tried to run season 2 with some of the consultants, that if you're a young consultant or who really want to be on show and share your experience and start with your community journey, I opened up a forms flow at that time. I didn't get any submissions, so it is not very easy for everybody to be wanting to share their journey. However, it is very kind of enlightening. It adds to the value and experience to do that. So thank you, Venkata, that you did it today. And mostly it has been champ leads plus some of really great people from other parts of the world. I believe if you have not gone through the other seasons which Venkata talked about, please go through that. Please go through Venkata's blog, his YouTube channel. His YouTube channel has content in multilingual capability. I mean, you can look at the Telugu part as well. But he always tries to write the blog links around side most of his content, which is in English as well. So you can go and learn with him. There are a lot of sessions, a lot of summaries. His blog is a good place to find all the links of what's happening in the Microsoft ecosystem around this space, Power Platform and Dynamics 365. I thank you for all your time, and hopefully this will bring learning. And I hope that you enjoyed your time today at my show.
Yes, absolutely, Deepesh. It's a privilege, you can say, to be on this particular podcast, and I could give some of my learnings and my experience to hear for many people, so that many common men will come, maybe after hearing this podcast, for sure.
I hope the same, Venkata. With that, I'll wrap this particular episode. See you in the next episode of Power Advice Season 3. Power 365 as usual, guys. Namaste from Deepesh again.